pants.
Shiny gold pants. All right, let's pull out. We'll see what it looks like. And maybe just go straight. Maybe it'd be faster if I went... Yeah. Well, let's pull out here and see what we see. That almost looks open. I can't tell. The sign still says it's closed. All these people are still turning left, it looks like. I can't really see. I'm just going to have to turn and hope for the best. Oh, this is the worst. It still says the street is closed, but... Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll make this left turn here and I guess I'm running a red light in front of cops, but it's all cordoned off. It's not like anyone could be in my way there. Oh, man. Passing by this dim sum house. And I am hungry. What is on the radio?
Like no some new two chicks. We spit dope like a new fix. I do this curb cast to the Z, smash to the beat, on lock master the streets. I'm too
high grizz. It's on top of every wish list. Aight, you better keep your woman out of this.
Yo.
I am vicious. Boy, I did your vicious, then I made her do the dish. Yeah. Love me cause I'm real and I don't ever give a fish. When I say I'm getting blown, I ain't talking blowing kisses. Boy, it's something about a nigga getting to them bitches. When they see me, I can't bother, boy, they can't resist. Since she heard but now she want a ticket. Oh, what? Let's try the ballistic. Now I lay your ass in the front row. Yeah. Hands in the air, screaming, screaming, J-Doe. I'm living my life at a different...
If you want to get on my personal guest list, just call me and tell me why.
Mixler circle just keeps turning. You never know where it's going to fly off the rails.
Mm-hmm. 90s on 9.
With a theme.
It's Mark McGrath's 120.
The Seattle Sound is our theme this week. It's the musical movement that started in the 80s, but really hit it huge in the 90s. This next band, however, was actually from Texas, and the title of the song shares its title with a lake also in Texas near Fort Worth. Now, Sugar Ray had the pleasure of playing with this band in 1995.
Sugar Ray tour stories.
We did about a two-week tour of the Northwest, and let's be honest, the tour wasn't the greatest success of all time. In fact, I remember driving 12 hours in a van with the Toadies to play in front of six people and lamenting about the fact, this is probably it for us. You know, this is probably the end of the road of us being signed musicians. But Todd had mentioned that when they get home, Interscope, their record label, is going to give them one last shot with the single called Possum Kingdom. And I said, good luck with that, my friend. So I went home, and 2 weeks later, I turned on the radio, K-Rock here in Los Angeles, and what did I hear? Possum Kingdom. And then I turned to another station, and what did I hear? Possum Kingdom by the Toadies. And I'm like, my God, it's happening for these guys. It's blowing up. So about a month later, I went to see one of my favorite bands in the world, Red Hot Chili Peppers, at the Forum. And guess who's opening for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at a sold-out arena show? It is the Toadies. So now their record's on its way to number one. They've got a gold record, and they're opening up for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I met 3 months ago, us playing at Denny's in Boise in front of nine people. I said to him, I'd like to say I'm jealous, which I definitely was, but I'm more inspired. What a great band. This is from their album in 1994, Rubberneck.
And then, like, the you know what, 18 Austin months later, they were all working at that Denny's. It's like, what, you know, it's a dumb fucking story. Hey, like, I, you know, big shocker. Maybe Mark McGrath's fucking road stories are not the most interesting things in the world. I don't know. Sugar Ray is such a weird fucking band. This is all fucked up. Oh, this is some rough traffic. Is this the other grunge tune that Mark McGrath chose? To fit his Seattle theme. It's good stuff. Oh man, this road is backed the fuck up. Escaping the nightmare. It's gonna coast. Do a nice 3 miles an hour. It looks sad. It's talking, it's killing me. Thank you.
killing them in the UK. Everybody wanna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't with me. Estelle once said to me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress small like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cash. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the pictures they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love? Would you be mine? Would you be my love?
Having that kind of talent, I knew when I was there that I was going to have a chance to win it, and I needed to do my job. And it's crazy that I actually could pull that off.
Yeah.
What did Caleb say when he found out the truth?
I never told him. He was on the radio.
If Caleb's
for yourself now, everybody knows it. I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
Call what are you doing? Phone. Ah!
Late night when you need.
Get out of the fucking car. Oh, you motherfuckers. Go. Drive. Drive. Oh, my God.
Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now.
Fuck.
Since I left the city, you started wearing less and go.
Fuck that.
Hey, can you hear that sound?
Drake can sing fine. You don't need to put other fucking people on it.
Let's up, plug out all my f***ing America.
Yeah.
be late to old in the future. Look at the credit scene in the Constitution that in your head of a rich war places like Operation Heartbreak Hotel. Fucking right and giving back pain.
I've been getting money in the fast lane.
Married to the streets, they got my last name.
I carry big guns like I'm Max Payne.
M1 niggas, SKs. Turn you transparent like an X-ray.
I kill you with straps, or the wordplay. I rep for the chicks that's purdy. Them slim, thick chicks that's curvy.
I rep for niggas that be G'd up. My hustler niggas, get your keys up. Poppin' blood, throw them bees up.
What's crackin', cuz? Throw them C's up.
We give it up for niggas that be neutral. I'm a proud student of the juice crew.
Big Daddy King.
G-Rap. Aaron Breck.
Train of Black.
Who's got a new, hold that.
When it's time for war, yes, I'm all in.
When it's money on deck, yes, I'm all in.
The bar of luxury cars, I'm all in.
Aaron Breck.
Train of Black. Got a music all in.
Man, it's the infamous Don motherfucking Peter, H-N-I-C, infamous Mob Deep, chilling with my nigga DJ Premier, live from the headquarters, you bitch-ass, bird-ass niggas.
All right.
Yeah. Boy, fishing.
Premier's down with it, baby.
A nigga job is never done. Hand on my face, it's hot cum. Fucking find out the hard way.
Do I stay true to this rhyme thing?
Streets couldn't wait to hear fish over from there. I'm cold in the pants and getting iller over the years. And this flow right here, bring home for the tears. I'm watching the throne, gunning for who holding the chair. Yeah, nigga show said go, no holding back. I got a star quality and ain't no more than that. Plus I got the skills to make a rapper look foolish. Far from new to this, son, I really do this. I'm hocking true to this, so holler if you need lessons. They think we need weapons when they need direction. When you're coming from the hood, it's hard to see your blessings. Behind the beach, you know the sea and mom's stressing, but I'm guessing everything got a silver lining. So I'm grinding with this rhyme until it's perfect timing. Start climbing and polish until a nigga shining. Pressure from this cold world turned me to a diamond.
Nigga shop is never done. Hand on my business, high come.
All on me like they all on E. They let the blind lead the blind, now they all gon' see. Promise all my niggas rich, what we all gon' be. Jesus Christ, peace, God, assalamu alaikum. They turned abomination to an abomination. Nah, I ain't up here preaching to a congregation. What you need to go and be the Emancipation Proclamation. This shit is deeper than rap. Reminiscing on the abyss, but it's deeper than that. I'm speaking the facts, even though I be heating the tracks. I know it's such a cold world and niggas eating with rats. Look, what's I need it now, why die hope? Smoke a lot to keep my third eye open. Why is God floating? And I ain't not Italian, but I'm about to go and cop a Malcolm X medallion.
It's fish.
DJ Premier!
This shit right here is about peace and rhyme. You need to read between the lines just to see the signs. I'ma redefine what it is to be divine. Read my mind, I'm surprised my life is see the crime.
Alright, we're just about back on track. Fucking big, long, dumb fucking detour. If you can even hear me, we're in the spot where the signal cuts out. So, I don't know.
I'm a street nigga too, so I ain't here to preach to you. But it's a cold world that's trying to bring the heat to you.
DJ Premier!
Yo, check it out, man. What's the deal, man? This is Raekwon, the Chef Lamp, my brother, DJ Premier. You know what it is, man.
Okay. Looks like the archive for the Friday show finished processing and published. Good. Good.
Listen to my brother, Premier. Nothing but gangsta shit. Hip Hop Nation, 100 and peace.
Hopefully it works. Last Friday, I didn't leave until it was finished, like, processing and everything.
New York, New York, wake up, LA.
Because I don't have a way to screen share into any of those machines and do anything with those videos if anything goes wrong, so.
She on the knees, so she know what it's like to pray. She got religious, so she doing it twice a day. I strap up, no, I ain't throwing dice today. When you got money on your head, it's a price to pay. And it get cold in the hood, put your ice away. Rick Ross up and they give him no bail. But a cracker shoot a whole church up in his old well. Oh well, oh well. Hang him with a Confederate flag in his cell. Let him sit there and rot till his body turn to bones. Just remember who cast the first stone. New York, New York, good morning, LA. Stay high to the shot, celebrate the debate. No hesitation, like Steph shooting right in your face. Cause I'm a Golden State Warrior strapped with a cape. How's it landing free when we trapped in a cage? So she just rapping today. Niggas trapped in the day, just like back in the day. We like Rockefeller Records, we packaging, yeah. And that dirty Sprite 2 shit slapping today. We got these niggas boxed in like Cassius Clay. And my Ferragamo belt where that ratchet stay. Cause the police killing too many blacks today. I wake up in the morning like, who gon' pass away? Who gon' blast today? Who gon' have to pray? New York, New York. Good morning, dedicated to Stephanie Mosley, who was murdered from a single gunshot wound inflicted by her husband, Earl Hayes, in Los Angeles, California, December 18th, 2014. I knew Hayes since we was both signed the aftermath back in 2005. And if I can keep it 8 more than 92 with you, he was a good nigga. I never saw that coming. My prayers are with Stephanie's entire family. I am truly and deeply sorry for your loss.
Premier, live from headquarters.
Yo, live from PHI, we brung the loudest guns. Representing Badlands to the fullest. Trapping bullets, stash the hunters, the cash keep coming. Two track the track and back crack the dumbing. Getting goofy on the loose lane. Two seater with Garcia, call that the two piece. Coochie rap move, roll the riches. Yo, live from PHI, we brung the loudest guns. Representing Badlands. Yo, live from PHI.
Bullets, rapid bullets, stash the hundreds, the cash keep coming. Two track the track.
I thought this week might be like a little bit less crazy than last week.
Starting at midnight Eastern and 9 Pacific. Channel 51 and on the Sirius XM app.
From Mark McGrath, good work.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be around here for a bit. Josiah on Sirius XMU. Vampire Weekend back in a minute. That new one here from Chairlift. surfaced, what, just a week or two back. Very excited. Album number 3 from Chairlift out later this fall. Chairlift, it's called Cha-Ching.
Chairlift. Casinos up in my area. There's one in Rotor Park, which is not too far north of me, and then there's one further north that's been there a lot longer. So for a lot of years, you see like buses. They actually just run charter buses or whatever back and forth from the casino to San Francisco. It's weird because I just passed one of the buses and like it's the windows on the bus are completely blacked out and there's like vinyl wrap. I don't know if they can fucking see out at all, but there's like a, you know, there's a bunch of work, you know, lettering and stuff on the full side of the bus, including the windows. And I don't know if you're inside, if you can see out, if there's, you know, some kind of just fancy tint technology that I'm not thinking of or something. But it is, like, from the outside looking in, it just looks like a wall. It doesn't even look like there's a window there, you know? And I just, like, I think about, like, A, what must be going on that bus? B, is, like, that sounds terrible if you can't see out. If you're just like, well, I'm going to sit on this bus for an hour and a half or more and get to this casino, and it's going to be fucking... a complete box. Like, I'm just trapped in this fucking box with all these fucking strangers. Maybe they're fucking partying on there. I mean, you know, maybe they're selling drinks or, you know, people are just, like, bringing flasks and just getting down. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad, but just looking at the bus, it just seems insufferable. Like, this seems like the worst fucking... I mean, I guess if you have to get to the casino... If you're like, oh God, if I don't gamble right now, I need to gamble as soon as possible at the best casino I can. So I'm going to get on this bus. Seems like that'd be like a good sneaky freeway to get to Runner Park. You know, the casino is pretty close to, like, you know, there's a Taco Bell and there's a Chili's right there. You can walk and go to the Chili's. Yeah, I mean, maybe the tint in the bus is there for privacy because, you know, you don't want people seeing you on the free bus to the casino.
Everybody that you named was a part of it. Well, we had done, you know, because it was Exhibit and I that were doing the bulk of the touring at the time.
Right.
X was running around, I was running around with X.
Right.
And in the hotel rooms, you know, kind of conceptualizing that, they come back home with Chase and Phil and everybody and conceptualize more. It just was, we wanted to kind of break, because everything that was going on at the time, like a flagship or a spearhead of the group, of the collective mm-hmm. that we could kind of put out there and right. do records with it and deal with, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. we want to kind of come out like woo and have like an album with a million cats on and like yeah, that. So yeah. we tried to taper it down like to where it was a little something for everybody.
Yeah, because I was wondering what we're narrowing it down to the three, you know, because obviously y'all have several albums out, you know.
Right, yes, sir.
You know, the Static Selector album, the one that did through Kwali's label. Shout out to Tyler Kwali and his label. And, you know, but just.
The Mad Lib album.
Yeah, and Elf. Yeah, Stoney Jackson, and shout to where's Stoney Jackson? Yeah. You know, like
Stoney is Stoney Jackson, Stonewall Jackson is actually we're preparing for. We'll talk off there.
Okay, yeah, no doubt. Because it's crazy. Because in our era of the '80s, if you think about it, I mean, we had our black heroes, not even really heroes, but just black stars at the, you know, from the What's Happening to Raj. I mean, who don't know Raj doing the dance and all that, and hey, like this thing that we remember during our era, and JJ, yeah, you know, and of course his father James, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
And things of that nature. So,
Jimmy Walker.
Yeah. So, but Stoney Jackson became the new Jerry Curl.
Exactly.
Sex symbol before Tom Mack, you know what I'm saying?
He had detention at Carver High School, brother.
Leather coats, man.
Prince made it cool to wear a curl. You know,
exactly.
Full Force in straight Brooklyn, and they was Jerry curled in boots and all that.
But
so
was
Grandmaster Flash. So was the Furious Five.
Exactly.
They had their curls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ready for the world, too.
Oh, yeah, ready for the world. Come on, ready for the world?
They've been ready.
And they made the dope slow jam. And the fast jam. Those shields, you can still dance it. Prince, did you ever have a curl?
No.
Did you ever want one?
No.
Yeah, see, I was.
Huh? I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah, but the Furious Five from the Bronx.
Yeah, well, them niggas is like, they was born in the 50s and 60s. I was born in the 70s.
I was on 71, baby.
Yeah, I'm the 70s, baby.
Right. Now, this project here, correct me if I'm wrong, because when I got it, it said White Boys.
Yeah.
But then... But when I lowered it, okay, and then it's Neighborhood Wonderful is the name of the album.
Yeah, the name of the album. Is Crandon Shafiq Hussein,
okay.
A white boy's neighborhood wonderful.
Mm, okay.
That's the name of
the album. That's not how when they gave me the label,
that's another thing too we could talk about. But you know, it was something that came out, and shout out to my brother who's with me. Shafiq Hussein produced the album entirely.
All right. Peace, Shafiq.
Shafiq.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear how Dan does tonight, how that goes. It's a weird fucking thing he's doing. I think I know the basics of like what the character is and what he's there to do. I don't know the specifics of like what the storyline is going to end up being. tech bro million dollar man is a fucking pretty good fucking hateable character. If played properly. No Razor scooter? He brought it. He had it. Well, I don't, maybe he ended up not using it, but I think he has a scooter. It was not a Razor. It's a bigger one, but, maybe, you know, save that for the second time out. Oh, did he shave? Did he just like shave into a, down to a goatee or something? Soul patch and handlebars. Fuck. I wonder if he's gonna have to keep that. I swear, if he comes in with that and expects to be on camera. God, I guess this means if someone was running a wrestling wiki site, you'd have to have a Dan Record page now. That's fucking frightening. I guess I'm going to spend most of my weekend playing Need for Speed, from the looks of things. Try and get that review done. I hope that game's good, because I have a feeling I'll be playing a bunch of it, and if it's not good, it's going to be a bummer. How was the 2 weeks no producers? Busy. It was real busy. On top of that, I had my dentist appointment yesterday that I'd made, weeks ago, not realizing how potentially important the day would be. One thing after another like that. Busy. It's probably more like an hour tacked onto everything because there's getting everything hooked up, which might take an hour on its own if it didn't work right, which happened a couple of times. That was fucking frustrating. And then after it's recorded, there's taking the file and processing it and getting it in, which is, that's probably about half an hour. Or more if it needs more work. Yes, yeah. It's chaotic in a way. But it's fun. I don't know. It was fun to, sort of know how to do some of that stuff. It was a little slapdash, but videos got on the internet, so at some point that's all you can ask for. Alright, everybody have a good weekend. I'm gonna go work on video game reviews. See you later.